So today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 3. Hiranyakashipu is planned to become immortal. Text number 22. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Shri Narada Uvacha. Iti Uktva Adibhava Deva Bhakshita Angam Pipilakai Kamandalu Jalena Aukshat Divyena Amoga Radhasa. Sri Narada Uvacha. It yudvadi bhavo devo bhakshitangam papilakai kamandalu jale naukshad divyena mogaradasa. Sri Narada Uvacha. It yudvadi bhavo devo bhakshitangam papilakai kamandalu jale nakshad divyena mogaradasa. Yukvadi bhavo devo Pakshi sangam papilakai Kamandalu jale nakshad Divyena mogaradasa. Shri Narada Vacha. It yukvadi bhavo devo Bhakti Sangam Pipilakai Kamandalu Jane Lakshad Divyena Mogaradasa. Shri Narada Uvacha. It Yugvadi Bhavo Devo Bhakti Sangam Pipilakai Kamandalu jale lakshad divina mugaradasa. Ladies, Shri Narada Uvacha. It yugvadi bhavo devo bhakti sangam papilakai kamandalu jale lakshad Divyana Mogaradasa. Shri Narada Vacha. It Yugvadi Bhavo Devo Bhakti Sangam Papilakai Kamandalu Jale Nakshad Divyana Mogaradasa. Shri Narada Uvacha. Shri Narada Muni said, Iti thus Ugdva saying Adibhava Lord Brahma, the original living creature within this universe. Deva, the principal demigod. Bhakshita Angam, Hiranyakashipu's body, which had been almost completely eaten. Pipilakai, by the ants. Kamandalu, from the special water pot in the hands of Lord Brahma. Jalena, by water. Aukshat, sprinkled. Divyena, which was spiritual, not ordinary. Amoga, without fail. Radhasa, whose power? Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Sri Narada Muni continued, after speaking these words to Hiranyakashipu, Lord Brahma, the original being of this universe, who is extremely powerful, sprinkled transcendental, infallible spiritual water from his kamandalu upon Hiranyakashipu's body, which had been eaten away by ants and moths. Thus he enlivened Hiranyakashipu. Purport. Lord Brahma is the first created being within this universe and is empowered by the Supreme Lord to create. Tene Brahma Hridayadi Kaviye. The Adi Deva or Adi Kavi, the first living creature, was personally taught by the Supreme Personality of Godhead through the heart. There was no one to teach him, but since the Lord is situated within Brahma's heart, Brahma was educated by the Lord himself. Lord Brahma, being especially empowered, is infallible in doing whatever he wants. This is the meaning of Amoga Radhasa. He desired to restore Hiranyakashipu's original body, and therefore by sprinkling transcendental water from his water pot, he immediately did so. Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jatha Parakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shivishakan Vitamscha. So it is a very amazing thing to see the great power of Brahmaji. How he could take that body completely eaten away by the ants and the moths. And just by sprinkling the water from his kamandalu, he got a tremendously powerful body, so powerful, it wasn't even fazed by a lightning bolt. If we are struck by a lightning bolt, immediately we are killed, you see. But his body was so strong that even lightning bolt would strike, didn't faze him at all. But yet, even though that body was so strong, still, that Hiranyakashipu, he had to die, you see. So even though we are amazed to see that powerful body, we are also coming in that line of Brahmaji. He got this blessing of Brahmaji. We are also getting the blessing of Brahmaji, that is the point. We are getting a different kind of blessing, you see. He is blessed with a strong material body, and we are blessed with eternal spiritual body. That is a very big difference, you see. We are coming in that Brahma Sampradaya, you see. We are getting a much more powerful blessing than Hiranyakashipu. So it's very, very important that we stick tightly to this parampara system. That is how we get the blessings coming from Brahmaji. down through all the acharyas. If we stick to this path, acharya marg, mahajano yena gatasya pantha, then our pathway back to home, back to God, is very, very solid, very, very clear, unobstructed pathway. These acharyas have blazed the trail through the dense, deep, dark forest of Kali. These great, great acharyas. Svayambhura nadadashambhu kumaro kapilo manu prahlado janako bhishmo balirvaya sakirvayam. Brahmaji, Svayambhur, Narad Muni, Lord Shiva, Kumaras, four Kumaras, Lord Kapila Dev, Svayambhuva Manu, Prahlad Maharaj, Janak Maharaj, Bhishma Dev, Bali Maharaj, Shukadev Goswami, Yamaraj. If we can stick to this pathway that these great, great acharyas have given, then we will achieve much better body than Hiranyakashipu got to use him. A body which is can't be destroyed by anything. Eternal spiritual body. Actually, that body is already there. It simply covered the present moment. That's all. Svarupa. We already have that svarupa. But now it is simply covered. So much lust, so much anger, so much greed, so much madness, so much illusion, so much envy. Therefore, because of these anarthas, we are misidentifying with this gross lump called the material body. Pathetic body. You see. So full of defects. So full of defects. Birth, death, old age, disease, adiatmic misery is constantly afflicting it, you see. And we're tortured also by the adibhautik, adidaivik, simply tortured. But we are not meant to be like that. We are meant to experience unlimited happiness. Brahmasaukyam tvanantam, according to that great incarnation, Emperor Vrishabhadeva. That is our supposition. We are meant to taste unlimited happiness at every minute, you see. Brahma Bhuta Prasanatmanu Sochati Nakankshati. That is our actual position, you see. So we have to get out of this artificial position and get back to the natural position. That's all. Stop being artificial, you see. Now that's the Acharya's message. Don't be artificial, be natural. Of course, now they have a complete misconception. They think natural becomes animal. Be natural, go naked. Is it? But actually, an ugly body is very a naked body is a very ugly thing. Human body, it looks much nicer when it's dressed. You see. So our natural position, you see, we must come to the natural position. Prabhupada so mercifully revealed to us that Krishna consciousness is the original natural energy of a living entity. So one does not have to, Krishna becoming Krishna conscious does not mean something is imposed upon us. Becoming Krishna conscious means all that which has been imposed upon us is now removed from us, you see. We are liberated from all the impositions. That's what it means to become Krishna conscious. So how does that liberation process happen? You see? You have to, a conditioned soul, if he comes in contact with a liberated soul, by the power of that Sangha, that liberated Sangha, you see, that transforms him gradually into liberated consciousness. In other words, it is something like amnesia. Just like one time there was one gentleman in Dallas, in a nice middle-class neighborhood. He went for a little stroll around the neighborhood, like people like to do. And some funny thing happened in his brain. Some unusual chemical reaction happened, and he went into a state of total amnesia. He couldn't remember who he was, couldn't remember where he lived. Everything was forgotten. And he's wondering, I don't know what to do, where to go. For days and weeks he was wandering the streets of Dallas. You see, until finally somebody spotted him. George, we've been looking for you. You see, come home. So then he went through some psychological training, how to remember who he was. You see. And so that's our position, you see. We're actually suffering from amnesia right now. Jivera Sarupahai Krishnara Nityadas, the constitutional position of the living entity, is that he is the eternal servant of Krishna. So what is all this nonsense going on now? You know, serving our body, serving the senses of our those who gratify our senses. I mean, it's ridiculous. Serving our country, serving our nation. This is all illusion. Illusion, confusion. Now it's time for transfusion of consciousness, you see. We have to come out of the stupor of material, the stupid stupor of material consciousness, and actually remember who we are. That's all. You're the eternal servant of Krishna, Prabhu. Mataji, you see, we're the eternal servants of Krishna. We just have to come out of this dream. I'm an American, I'm male, I'm female. It got to come out of this dream, is it? This nightmare. Come out of it, you know. Wake up. Krishna's there. He's playing his flute. He wants us to come into the forest of Vrindavan and regain our original activities with him, you see. Why are you loitering in this material world, you see? Come back to Goloka Vrindavan. Come on home, my dear devotee. Come back to your original identity and my pastimes, you see. Krishna is so kind. Even though we've committed every single offense in the book, and even those that aren't in the book, you see, Krishna is so kind, he's saying, yes, come back, just surrender to me. I don't care what you've done. I don't care how many offenses you've committed. Just surrender to me, and, you know, sarva pop baby, oh, moksha yashami. I'll deliver you from all of that pop. You see, I'll deliver all of, deliver you from all of it. Just come home. I'll forgive you from everything. Just come back. Be with me once again, you see. Be with me in my eternal pastimes. This is the sweet, sweet Krishna. You see? That's the that quality of Krishna, that sweetness, you see, madhura. That sweet smile of Krishna. Madhura Harsha, you see. That gives the greatest enlivenment to Srimati Radharani. She has given a very nice poetry, Radharani has given. She says, Mana Morda Vamadina Jala Vinayena Mina Krishna Vina Chane Marayaya Madhura Harsha Vadane Mana Netra Sayane Krishna Tishna Dviguna Badaya. Very nice poetry in the CC she's giving, Radharani. She says, if my impoverished mind does not think of Krishna, then it dies immediately, jalavina yena mena, like a fish out of water. But when I see Krishna's sweetly smiling face, Madhura Harsha Vandane, Mana Netara Sayane, my mind and eyes become so pleased that Krishna Trishnad Viguna Vadaya, my thirst for Krishna immediately doubles. So Prabhupada always said double it, but Radharani was the original teacher of this principle of doubling it. Double the book distribution. Radharani would double it every time she looked at Krishna. Just think about that. I mean, how many times has Radharani looked at Krishna's face? I mean, just think about it. Just think about how ecstatic Radharani must be, because every time she has looked at Krishna, her thirst for Krishna doubled. And then she looked at him again, and then it's a quadruple, because it's doubling of the doubling, right? And then a doubling of the quadruple, what's that, an octuple? But, you know, it's we can't imagine how intense is her Krishna Trishna, you see, that thirst for Krishna. So we have to learn from our mother, Srimati Radharani, to become thirsty for Krishna, you see. It's like we may get thirsty for some water, you see. Oh, I got to have a drink of water, you see. So we have to develop that thirst for Krishna. It's also called by Rupa Goswami, Lalyam, greed, you see. What is that slok? Krishna bhakti rasabhavita mati kriyatam yadi kutopalabhyate tattalayam apimuyamekalam janmakoti sukritare nalabhyate. This is where Prabhupada got that, you know that phrase, Krishna consciousness. We've heard that phrase before, Krishna consciousness. This comes from Rupa Goswami, Krishna bhakti rasa bhavita, to be absorbed in the ecstatic mellows of serving Krishna, you see. Krishna bhakti rasa bhavita, you see. It's pretty ecstatic, pretty damn ecstatic. Krishna bhakti rasa bhavita mati kriyatam yadi kutopalabhyate. Pure devotional service in Krishna consciousness, Rupa Goswami says. This is Pajavali 14. He says, cannot be had even by executing pious activities in hundreds and millions of lifetimes. It can be achieved only by paying one price, lalyam, intense greed to obtain it. And then Rupa Goswami adds, if it is available somewhere, then you must purchase it without delay. So where is it available? From the pure devotee? From Srila Prabhupada? You see? That's, Prabhupada has made it available, you see. He's made it readily available. Actually, it is the Namhat, the marketplace of the holy name. I think many of you must have been to that Sarabhi Kunj in Mayapur. That spot there, somebody's backyard. That's where it began, the marketplace of the holy name of Lord Nityananda. I went there and said, this is the place, and I just rolled in that grass. I'm going to absorb as much of this dust as I can. Sarabhi Kunj. So anyway, Bodhusukir kabor gai, Bodhusukir kabor gai, Bodhusukir kabor gai, Bodhusukir kabor gai, Surabhi kunjete namehat, Kuleche kodani tai, kodani tai. So, you want to know where you can get that? That Krishna praying, that Krishna Trishna, that Lal Yam, it is there in the marketplace of the holy name. And ISKCON is the leading franchise of that Namahat. You see. We have the full franchise, actually, the exclusive franchise, if you really want to get technical about it. Prabhupada inherited the full franchise for the Namahat, the full bone. Full, complete understanding, exclusive franchise of that Namahat. It wasn't so much understood in its full potency by the other Godbrothers, to be honest. Prabhupada understood fully. He inherited the full franchise of the Namahat. So we're very fortunate. And now we have this International Society for Krishna Consciousness. The many, many branches of this Namahat where one can go and one can get that lalam. Simply you have to hear about Krishna, you have to take prasad, you have to chant Hare Krishna. And by this activity of purifying your senses, that natural inherent quality of greed for God, Krishna Trishna, becomes reawakened. At the present moment, we are very greedy for so many material things. Yeah, give me a woman, or give me a man, give me money, give me fame, give me this, give me that, you see. Our greed is completely misdirected. We simply have to become greedy in the proper way. Don't give up being greedy. Just transfer your greed. You see? The things we are greedy for, they are nothing but the energy of Krishna anyway. They're nothing but Krishna's energy. So instead of taking the energy, take the energetic. Why should I take a dollar when I can take the treasury, you see? You give me a suitcase full of $100 bills, that's pretty cool. But how about give me the whole treasury? That's much better, you see? So why just take the energy when you can take the energetic, the source? The very source of everything, Krishna, becomes the personal property of the devotee, you see? Therefore, a devotee cannot be lacking in anything. Ananyaschintayantomang yejana priyapasate. When you are exclusively giving yourself to Krishna, Krishna becomes your property. The devotee can never be lacking in anything. When Prabhupada wanted that fisher mansion, did he have money? No, he didn't. But he had Krishna, so he immediately got the fisher mansion. You see? So we simply have to have Krishna. That's the only possession we need, you see. So we should be greedy only for Krishna. I have one greed and one greed only, and that is I want Krishna, 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 Krishna. You see? That is perfection. And that greed for Krishna will carry us across this miserable ocean back to our original identities in the pastimes of the Lord. So we have to connect with Krishna in every possible way. The nama, especially the form of Krishna, the pastimes of Krishna. We should utilize every of the devotees of Krishna, the spiritual master who represents Krishna. In every way we should connect with Krishna to where we're completely absorbed in Krishna 24 hours a day. From the moment we wake up, Hare Krishna, to the moment we go to take rest at night, Hare Krishna. You see, always Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, you see. Kirtaniya Sada Hare. We should use our intelligence how to distribute this Krishna consciousness movement, you see. Use every single facility that Krishna has given, offer it all back to Him. That's the key. This is the original concept of recycling. Nowadays, recycling is considered a very cool thing, you see. We have to recycle. You know, you got that soda can, now you got to send it to the recycling factory so it can be recycled, you see. The idea is, you have to... In India, they have the best recycling. You take that clay pot and it goes back into the earth. You see, that's pure recycling. But the real pure recycling is to take the energy which is coming from the Supreme and offer it back to the Supreme. Okay. In the material world, if you don't recycle something, then you're creating pollution in the world. That's the idea. And the same principle applies to spiritual recycling. If you take the energy of God, you don't offer it back to God, that is pollution. You understand? But if that energy, all that energy which is coming from the Lord, is offered back to the Lord, that is pure recycling and it creates a pure atmosphere. So because we are not recycling on the spiritual level, we are creating so much pollution, you see, on the subtle plane. And what is there on the subtle plane then becomes manifest on the gross plane. So the environmentalists don't know about this. We have to enlighten them about, this is called enlightened environmentalism. We have to teach them the higher concept of environmentalism. All the environmental pollution is simply a manifestation of our lack of recycling on the spiritual platform, actually. So recycling is great. So now let's do complete recycling. Whatever you've got that is coming from Krishna, now you cycle it back to Krishna. And what will Krishna do? He'll give you even more energy. And when you give that back to Him in His service, He'll give you even more energy. That's how Prabhupada can be in an 80-year-old body and can be walking much faster than us on the morning walks, you see. Because he's energized by Krishna. He's using everything he has in the Krishna service, therefore he's becoming energized. So we have to learn from Prabhupada's example, you see. We're thinking, well, I'm pretty old now, I can't do much, you know. Come on, we're not even 80 yet. for young kids. I'm turning 65, you know, but still I'm a young kid compared to Prabhupada, you know, what he was doing. He started the movement at 70. He started International Society at the age of 70, you know. So we haven't even hit 70 yet, a few years down the road. I mean, we have to, you know, we shouldn't think of retiring. We haven't even started doing anything yet, really. Now it's time to really start doing something, you know. Prabhupada said, "You are American, therefore you must do double what I have done." That is the meaning of American. He told us that. In Australia, he said, "I have done 10 times more than my Guru Maharaj. Now you must do 10 times more than me." Can you imagine if every single Prabhupada disciple did 10 times more than Prabhupada? I mean, it's inconceivable, isn't it? But that's what Prabhupada ordered us to do. And that means the grand disciples would have to do 100 times more, because it keeps multiplying by 10 at each level. See? I mean, we really have to think big, Prabhus and Matajis. We have to think big. You want to make a revolution? You want to deliver the planet as Prabhupada ordered us to do? Then start thinking big. You see? I mean, Bill Clinton just get a Bhagavad Gita. He was waving it. And the people were cheering. He was waving a Gita and the crowd was cheering. This is the right moment. This is the right moment to become very, very enlivened and enthused for preaching and bringing people to Krishna consciousness. Confirmed by Bill Clinton waving the Bhagavad Gita in ecstasy and the crowd cheering just last week right here in Santa Monica. This is big. We're at the moment, this could be the tipping point. You know, it could be. They say the environment is at the tipping point now. It's gotten so bad that just a little bit further and it's going to go completely haywire. They're predicting it now. Some of the environmentalists is getting so bad. You know, it's been more or less stable, but a little bit off, but more or less stable to this point. But just a little bit further and the whole thing is going to go completely crazy. The whole environment will go completely crazy. They're predicting. But I say now we're at a tipping point for spreading this Krishna consciousness movement, you see. We have to take this as a very opportune time when people are becoming more and more bewildered about the material situation. They find it to be hopeless. Hopeless. This is the most opportune moment for introducing this Krishna consciousness movement. So I can ask now if there's any questions. Yes.
Hare Krishna. You said that Srimati Radharani smiles, is doubling any time when he sees Krishna. So other way around, if he's what about
Krishna is doubling every time she sees Krishna smiling.
Face. So another way around, material energy, for example, lust, is it also is doubling any time when you're lusty and you lust again?
Lust also has a doubling power, that's a fact. Dushparena lalena cha. It's never satisfied and it burns like fire. You say, well, let me give in a little bit, you know. You throw a little fire, the fire is demanding some fuel, let me throw a little bit in and it becomes even hotter. That's a fact. So the material energy is like that. You see, you give in, you give maya an inch, she will take 1 mile. You see? So we have to be very strict. Tapasa brahmacharena, you see, one has to be very strict and disciplined. Don't flirt with maya, you see. Take it very seriously, this process of Krishna consciousness. Krishna is very, very willing and eager to reciprocate loving love with you, you see. You just have to show a little interest. Show a little interest in Krishna. Even just a little tiny bit of interest in Krishna, he'll reciprocate 10 times more. So make that step towards Krishna. You know, whatever little bit you can do, take that step towards Krishna. And then you will see the wonderful result. Any other question? Yeah.
Thank you for a wonderful class, Prabhu. You were mentioning that everybody says Krishna, that one should be eager to get Krishna, 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 Krishna all the time. A long time ago I heard a devotee said, better than to get Krishna, there's another higher principle. Devotion to Krishna. We should be praying devotion, because Duryodhana was also there when Krishna came,
better
but he didn't have
devotion. First Prabhupada told us, better to worship the devotee than to worship Krishna. That's of him. So that's how you gain the access to Krishna, becoming ye me bhakta jana parto, na me bhaktista te janaha, mad bhaktanam cha ye bhaktas, te me bhakta tamamata. Krishna tells Arjuna, Adi Pradhana, he says, the one who is my devotee, na me bhaktas, he is not my devotee, but the devotee of my devotee, he is the one who is really my devotee. So how much are we devoted to the devotees? We have to honestly look at ourselves, you see. When I see my godbrother, I think, oh yeah, look at that jerk. Or I think, oh, there's a great sadhu. What do I feel in my heart, you see? What do I actually feel when I see my godbrothers, you see? We can make a show of being cordial, but what's actually going on inside? Krishna can see that, you see. We can make a show, you know, Haribo Prabhu, and, you know, but what's actually inside? That Krishna can see. So you want to really gain access to Krishna, then how much do you worship your godbrothers and the other devotees, you see, as sadhus? That Krishna sees. So we have to train ourselves. Sadhu-sangha, sarva-shastra-kai. Sadhu-sangha-lava-matra-sarva-siddhi-hai. Even one moment's association with the sadhu, devotee of the Lord, all the scriptures declare, can bestow all perfection immediately. So we have to learn how to see the devotees as sadhus. We may have difference of opinion. That is natural. That disproves Mayavad philosophy. We may have difference of opinion. But we have to see this person is trying to serve Krishna. Therefore he is sadhu, you see. So that's a very important point. We must become the devotees of the devotees. Gopi Bhartu Padakamalayor Dasa Dasa Nudasa. You see. We are not Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, Brahmachari, Grihastha, Vanaprastha, Sannyas. We are nothing but the servant of the servant of the servant and the lotus feet of Krishna, the maintainer of the gopis. Prajavali 74, Rupa Goswami. Anything else? Everyone satisfied? Ready to dive deep into that ocean of Krishna Prem through the medium of the Sadhu Sangha. Jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Thank you very much. Dr. Brian, I left something in the Bhakti house. I have a little pouch that says New Zealand on it. And I have all my accessories, my microphone accessories. We have to go there and try to find it.